Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting second. The second baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Tolleson moves to third. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tolleson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Rangers. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Rangers. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Stein reaches second base with a double. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball in to Little, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stein moves to third. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Fisk moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Gamble goes all the way around to score. Hewlett moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Rangers, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law strikes out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Little moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slott. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Slott steals second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little bunts towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field. Boston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boston. Hara moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Rangers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Rangers. Pete O'Brien pinch hits for Bill Stein. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Rangers. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete O'Brien now playing first base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Slott for a passed ball. Walker moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Rangers. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.